From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We will never forget these 9 firefighters who lost their lives last night, doing what they love to do, fight fire.
This is a profession that we must make sure we never take for granted. These are brave people who put on their badge and who do the opposite of instinct.
Many people in the world were astounded by the brutality and the cruelty and the viciousness of the Hamas murderers that killed so many Palestinians.
We're going to make sure that this, what happened in Gaza, this situation of the coup d'etat and chaos and lawlessness and militias taking over, is not spread to the West Bank.
Through its actions, Hamas sought to divide the Palestinian nation. We reject that. It is the position of the United States that there is one Palestinian people and there should be one Palestinian state.
And our message to the domestic auto industry is, you can do this. You can do this over the next 13 years. And we can help. We have every intention to help you be successful.
Okay, we're going to stick it to the big boys. $32.1 billion worth of taxes. And what will it do for us? Will it change the price at the gas pump in America today? No.
General Hayden, the CIA director, brought in some nice news on some declassified documents, including these so-called family jewels, which were the skeletons in the closet, the whole book of all the dirty tricks for decades.
To attempt to abolish the agency that was putting pressure on him to follow the law shows that he has gone entirely too far. Vice President Cheney is not above the law. He is required to follow the law as every American citizen should.